glory of the Lord is available to every person on the earth. Amen. Jesus is alive. Jesus is Lord and God. Amen. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, what a privilege to belong to you, to know you. We thank you for everything. Jesus, wonderful, precious Jesus, reveal yourself to us, to that one listening. I believe with them that you will reveal yourself, that you will literally visit them in a new and fresh way. As everything with you is new, and you make all things new. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We acknowledge you are God. Amen. Amen. Just the glory of the Lord, just that one thing I want to, the one person I want to focus on, the glory of the Lord is the Lord Himself. The Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, the only true God. What the Holy Spirit, I believe, reveals is that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He is the exact representation of God's nature. He is the Son of God and God Almighty. Jesus, in everything is in Jesus. The God the Father has put everything in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, all things have been delivered to me by my Father. Another word for delivered is entrusted. All things have been delivered, entrusted to me by my Father. Jesus said, all things that the Father has are mine. Amen. But we can never, ever, you understand, His presence and His glory can never be put into human words. He's so beautiful, so glorious, so powerful, so merciful. And He's the gentle, humble. It's amazing that He's gentle and humble, yet He's God. He's the most powerful being other than God the Father. Jesus Christ is the most powerful being in the universe. I mean, He's one with the Father. We can never put Him into words, and we can never put His glory into words. Let me just tell you one thing, okay? There are patriarchs of the faith in our modern times, right? You know, people like, well, I want to, just one quick story. I spoke to Reinhard Bonnke on the phone. He didn't know me. He's a patriarch of the faith. He never didn't know me, but I did speak to him on the phone, and I said, I want a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He said, amen. Man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit. That's what man was born to do. If anyone wants to know why are we actually on the earth, it's to fellowship with God. Amen. That's what every person who makes it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever. Automatically. They will automatically be in the glory of God. And what's amazing, the Holy Spirit reveals the Bible. It's in the Bible. Every person on the earth, believe it or not, is in God's glory and presence, because His glory and presence is everywhere on the earth. Everywhere a person goes, they're in the glory and the presence of God. Okay, but our old nature is in the way. If someone's unsaved, their spirit person's not alive, so they cannot you might say, they cannot have any access or at all to the glory which is all around them. Every born-again believer, if they're just in the first phase, their old nature is in the way as well. I don't want to get into that too much. I've really spoken about that a lot. It's so important, the four phases of knowing God. So you might say every person on the earth is in one of five either phases of knowing God, or they don't know Him. Okay? There's five, you might say, locations in the Spirit, whatever. But there's four phases of knowing Him, three phases of knowing the Holy Spirit. But the glory of the Lord. When we read in the Bible the visions that people had of God the Father on the throne of God, on the throne, and of Jesus Christ, for example, in Revelation 1 or in Daniel 10, and the throne of God is like a fiery flame and its wheels a burning fire. This is in Daniel 7, I believe, yes. And a fiery stream issued from the throne. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God's presence. That's His presence. That's His glory. He comes as fire. He comes as literal, the tangible glory of God. In the natural realm, the sun, the S-U-N, and fire are basically made. God made and created those things from... He created them. He created every star, right, that's in the sky. And it has a light and a power. At the S-U-N, now that we have modern technology, they've studied it, and it's actually fire, right? God made that. He literally created it. Amen. But that glory is available to every person. And so what a tragedy. And I think I want to repeat this. It's important for us to understand. Let's get right to the main statistic. 98% of people on the earth will never, do not today, and likely will never even understand His glory. Unless there's a great revival, which really, let's believe for revival right now. Lord, we believe for revival. Send out laborers to your harvest. Amen. In the United States, in other countries, in the Middle East, where great revival is going on, in Israel, in other countries in the Middle East, and in all over the world. Amen. You can be a part of it. You can pray and intercede. If you don't have a ministry or anything, you can pray today and be a part of God's work. Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers to His harvest. And so we can pray, for example, for Christ for all nations. Now Reinhard Bonnke's turned that ministry over to other people. We pray for that ministry, Lord. Continue to anoint them and give them finances and money, which it takes money to proclaim the gospel and have crusades. Amen. So unless there's a big revival, only 2% of people on the earth, or less, maybe a little in that vicinity, even understand His glory. I would say 90%, 95%, maybe more of all Christians and Catholics just stay in the born-again phase, and they do not understand or at all His glory. They won't get it. You can tell them, if someone doesn't have the anointing, okay, that person without the anointing... Well, let me just put it this way. How does someone understand, begin to know His glory? It's by a person choosing and deciding to go deeper with God and to go into that second phase of knowing Him. It's entirely, just like salvation, it's entirely up to that person. Okay? And so we can tell them about the glory of the Lord, like in this short message. And unless the anointing is present, they will not understand it at all. They won't get it. It'll go in one ear, out the other, and they'll go on with their normal. They won't even understand it at all. So how do they? Jesus said, how do they understand it? Jesus said, it's the Spirit who gives life. So it's only the anointing that quickens and gives life to someone. It's all a mystery, because Jesus even explained those who are born of the Spirit are like the wind. You can hear the wind blowing, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going. It's invisible. So he said, so is everyone who's born of the Spirit. That's fascinating, isn't it? He's basically saying it's a mystery. A great man of God explains it that the anointing is not taught, it's caught. You know, it's... But at the very heart of it, it's up to a person to... I mean, I don't want to... I say this just to kind of get it on the table and not... I don't want to say it harshly or any thing like that. I want to say this in love. But it's up to a person if they... whether or not they go deeper with God into the subsequent phases, just like salvation. Okay, so, but that's why I want to just, why am I saying all this? Because we just need to realize the answer is the glory of the Lord and His glory, His presence, His magnificence, His beauty. And very few people find Him in that way. Very few. And the rest of the people on the earth have no concept of it. And they're all over the map in their responses, aren't they? I mean, they're just all over the map. That's why I'm saying, even people born again, 90 to 95% of all Christians and Catholics have no concept of the glory of God. None. If they don't, think of unsaved. The unsaved people, we know they don't. They have no concern or care at all about the gospel, about salvation, about the gospel, which is the answer. No concern about the things of God, no concern about salvation or their eternity, none. And in fact, some even make fun of it, right? And they discount it, they make fun of it. Some even persecute Christians, which is, we need to get our expectation ready for that. But God, nothing changes. You know, man's response changes nothing about our great and awesome God. And the gospel and about Jesus Christ. Isn't that glorious? What we do is just meaningless. Jesus said the flesh profits nothing. He said, apart from me, without me, you can do nothing. So here's a way that our ministry is working on a publication, and here's the way we wrote it. Outside of Jesus, there is nothing. Apart from Jesus, someone can do nothing. Without Jesus, someone has nothing. And without Jesus, a person is spiritually dead. If a person dies without Jesus Christ, they go to eternal death. Eternal life continues forever in heaven, a place of absolute glory. Heaven is God's home, full of the glorious splendor of His majesty and infinitely more. Amen. Amen. And there's the potential, those who do find Him in His glory, they begin to understand this next paragraph. Those who know Jesus as Lord have the divine nature and the life of God. They have the supernatural, abundant Zoe life. They have the Almighty God living in and through them and all around them. Those who know Jesus can accomplish things that last forever. They can store up treasures in heaven. They can do even greater things than Jesus did. Glory to God. This is incredible. If you know Jesus, you have the glory of God within you, and it's worth more than the whole world, everything and everything in it multiplied times infinity. Your time is priceless. Your time is worth more than billions and billions of dollars. Your time. Because you can store up treasures in heaven and do things that last forever. How sad it is that we all have missed it, and we've all been deceived to a certain extent, but we can redeem the time. That's the beauty of it, is that Jesus and our great God Almighty, they're merciful, and we can come, when we come to Him in common sense, in repentance and humility, we can find newness and mercy and forgiveness. Amen. The way that we can do all these things is through His glory and His majesty and His, the Lord Himself. So beautiful, so, oh, hallelujah, these visions of Jesus. He's dressed in a white robe with a golden band around His waist. His face shines like the sun. His eyes like a flame of fire. His skin like had the appearance, this is in Daniel 10, had the appearance of a precious stone, a shining precious stone. That's his head and hair white as white like wool. His hands and his feet like burnished brass. His skin that let me actually read this. A certain man clothed in linen, his body was like a transparent precious stone. So I'm sorry, I said his skin. His body, like a transparent precious stone. A gemstone, it was beryl is the word. His face like the appearance of lightning. In Revelation, his face shines like the sun. You know, his eyes like torches of fire. His arms and his feet like burnished bronze in color. The sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. This is in Daniel 10, verses 5 and 6, and that many people believe that this is a vision of the Lord Himself before He became known as Jesus Christ. Remember, for 4,000 years, His name was not revealed as Jesus Christ. You know, but all of that description, that's Jesus and His glory. That's the glory of God. We have that glory within us. And so our job, so to speak, is to just go deeper with Him. It's normal, it's natural, it's simple, it's easy. It's to go deeper, and as we do, we lose our old nature, and that glory begins to, our spirit person is, we're building up our spirit person. You know, our spirit person is, you might say, is growing, but it's almost more that our old nature dies so that our spirit person, that glory can be released. And connect to the glory of God, which is all around us. And now we're living, walking in the Spirit. In Him we live and move and have our being. It's, again, normal, natural. The way humans are supposed to live. Even though we know life is hard, it's very hard. for many people, it's almost impossible, right? And the more impossible their life is, the more likely they are to find God and make it to heaven. Believe it or not, that's a truth in the Bible. Then that's actually an answer to one of the main objections people have is, how could there be so much suffering? Well, according to the Bible, the more someone suffers, the greater chance they have of making it to heaven. So they're actually blessed. And there's verses that say that. Blessed are you poor. You know, Jesus said it. Blessed are you who poor and who hunger and who weep. He said, woe to you who are full, rich, full, and laughing. Jesus himself said it. And it's also in the book of James and then other places. But back to my point. The glory of God being released through us, and that's when we're walking in the Spirit. And again, normal, natural, simple, easy. I mean, think about it. God Almighty within and through us and all around us. Glory to God. This is beyond comprehension, too wonderful for us, too awesome, we're condemned to victory. If God's for us, who can be against us? You know, so I understand, though, we all have challenges. I certainly do. But to think that I'll try to finish with this, but all of this that God offers, okay, and here's a way to look at it too. The most exclusive being in the universe is the most available. The only true God, the most exclusive. He's everything, okay? He's the most available. That's incredible. Another way that he's justified himself. And with all of this, if someone says no to this, okay, think of what they've said no to, okay? And that same truth applies to believers. If we don't choose him and really give him our all, we are foolish. We are missing out. Doesn't change anything about God. He's going to find people to do his work. He will find, we miss out. When we sin, we miss out. A great man of God said, don't let anything corrupt your heart. The anointing within you is priceless. So how do we do this? Through his glory and power. That's how we walk with him. That's how we can do all things that he wants us to do and requires us to do. Through the anointing. Through Christ who strengthens me. That famous verse, it's through the anointing. Amen.